as part of our service today, I invited members of our worship team to share poems on endings and beginnings that are meaningful to them. And Grenda David was due to share a poem that was especially meaningful to her, but as I mentioned earlier, she fell sick. So Ayana has kindly stepped in to read her poem for us.
Thank you. This poem by Joe Harjo is called For Calling the Spirit Back from Wandering the Earth in Its Human Feet. Put down that bag of potato chips, that white bread, that bottle of pop. Turn off that cell phone, computer, and remote control. Open the door, then close it behind you. Take a deep breath offered by friendly winds. They travel the earth, gathering essences of plants to clean. Give it back with gratitude. If you sing, it will give your spirit lift to fly to the stars' ears and back. Acknowledge this earth, who has cared for you since you were a dream, planting itself precisely within your parents' desire. Let your moccasin feet take you to the encampment of the guardians who have known you before time, who will be there after time. They sit before the fire that has been there without time. Let the earth stabilize your post-colonial insecure jitters. Be respectful of the small insects, birds, and animal people who accompany you. Ask their forgiveness for the harm we humans have brought down upon them. Don't worry, the heart knows the way, though there may be high-rises, interstates, checkpoints, armed soldiers, massacres, wars, and those who will despise you because they despise themselves. The journey might take you a few hours, a day, a year, a few years, 100, 1,000, or even more. Watch your mind. Without training, it might run away and leave your heart for the immense human feast set by the thieves of time. Do not hold regrets. When you find your way to the circle, to the fire kept burning by the keepers of your soul, you will be welcomed. You must clean yourself with cedar, sage, or other healing plant. Cut the ties you have to failure and shame. Let go the pain you are holding in your mind, your shoulders, your heart, all the way to your feet. Let go the pain of your ancestors to make way for those who are heading in our direction. Ask for forgiveness. Call upon the help of those who love you. These helpers take many forms: animal, element, bird, angel, saint, stone, or ancestor. Call your spirit back. It may be caught in corners and creases of shame, judgment, and human abuse. You must call in a way that your spirit will want to return. Speak to it as you would to a beloved child. Welcome your spirit back from its wandering. It may return in pieces, in tatters. Gather them together. They will be happy to be found after being lost for so long. Your spirit will need to sleep a while after it is bathed and given clean clothes. Now you can have a party. Invite everyone you know who loves and supports you. Keep room for those who have no place to go. Make a giveaway, and remember, keep the speeches short. Then you must do this. Help the next person find their way through the dark.
My friends, that is our call, to help each person find their way through the dark. As we illuminate one another's spirits by the light in our souls. Letting go is often challenging, and I know we may have very tender emotions at this time. But it also awakens possibility and freedom for something new to emerge. So I share a poem now by Sapphire Rose called She Let Go. She let go. She let go. Without a thought or a word, she let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry, she just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of the planning and all of the calculations about how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It was what it was, and it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came over her face. A light breeze blew through her. And the sun and the moon shone forevermore. So as we let go, my friends, and reflect on this ending, we also call in a beautiful new beginning, a time of joy, connection, and soaring spirit in our fellowship hall home. We are bringing every single one of us into our new home. We the people are chalice. Say that with me. We the people are chalice. Our light, our commitment, our love will shine wherever we are.
From the beginning of the book, Anansi Boys by Neil Gaiman. It begins, as most things begin, with a song. In the beginning, after all, were the words, and they came with a tune. That was how the world was made, how the void was divided, how the lands and the stars and the dreams and the little gods and the animals, how all of them came into the world. They were sung. The great beasts were sung into existence after the singer had done with the planets and the hills and the trees and the oceans and the lesser beasts. The cliffs that bound existence were sung, and the hunting grounds and the dark. Songs remain. They last. The right song can turn an emperor into a laughingstock, can bring down dynasties. A song can last long after the events and the people in them are dust and dreams and gone. That's the power of songs.
May it be so. So let us now use the ancient community gathering ritual of song to accompany us collectively to our new space. As Neil Gaiman also said, a song can last long after the events and the people in them are dust and dreams and gone. So in a moment, we're going to process out of our sanctuary together to carry our chalices and our home sweet home bottle over to the fellowship hall. And we will process out row by row, starting at the front and then going on rows behind in a procession. listening for changes in the words as we go. And Rick, please keep my mic on until the very end when we're in fellowship hall. While we sing, we will all make our way over together to our fellowship hall. And please make your way in there. And if you're comfortable standing, you can gather in the middle of the room. And if you prefer to sit, you can do so on either side of the room. But we're all going to squeeze in there together. And once we're all gathered in there, we will extinguish our chalices together over there. But first, we offer profound gratitude once more for this amazing space that was our worship home for 16 years. We are so blessed to have had this time here together. And we now invite new, joyful, enriching times, a new chapter as our story goes on in our new worship space across the way.